All right, so I'm feeling lazy, and I don't have a whole lot of time, so let's just get into this. This is an open letter to new tattooers. Listen here, you little shits. Saw something recently, some tattooer posting. I think he's been tattooing for maybe less than a year. If you ever have any problems with tattooing, if anything has ever gone wrong in your career, it's your fault and you should quit. And if you don't like everything that comes with tattooing, you should quit and die. And of course, I'm paraphrasing, but it's about the same vibe that it was given. And my first thought was just, you still got time, bro. You still got time. Your hands don't hurt yet. Your back doesn't hurt yet. You haven't dealt with, like, real bad customers yet, apparently. I'd surmise that you're getting the new tattoo experience. It's the fourth today, so in 2 days, it's going to be my 15-year anniversary to the day of graduating my apprenticeship. And even then, in that short amount of time, how people approach tattooing and tattooers has changed immensely. People are so, so much more respectful now and reasonable. Like, I'm thinking about this kid. How many times have you had your life threatened over the price of a $40 tattoo? Like, actually had someone threaten to kill you and or hunt down part of your family over the price of a $40 tattoo? How many times have you had somebody try to trade, like, meth and pills for tattoos? Yeah, puppy dog. What are you doing? Come on. Up here. Come on. There you go. But yeah, like, there were no mental health days. Like, I've seen posts from this tattooer where he's taking off for a concert or taking a mental health day, just needs a little break. Like, bro, that wasn't a thing. Like, if you wanted that, you were just called soft. And if you tried to take off, or, like, I don't know, like, I know there was one guy that lied about where he had to be just because he wanted to go to a concert, and that was literally the only way that he was going to be able to get there. And the boss man found out, fired him for it. There was no taking a half day to hang out with your buddies, take a long lunch, just kind of take an hour or two off at the end of the day, just have like a leisurely evening. You were there, well, at least at the shop that I started at least noon to nine, at least 5 days a week. A lot of times getting called in on your days off, them trying to get you back in there to make the boss more money. You're just trying to clean your house and wash your clothes and, like, spend a little bit of time with your friends and family. This new shop experience. Most of the shops that are being opened now are opened by tattooers that started in those shops, and felt how much it sucked. And so now, they're a lot more lenient about things. Those shops were opened by the tattooers that either got burnt the fuck out or came real, real close to getting burnt the fuck out, saw it looming on the horizon, and decided that they were going to do something about it. They made that environment better for you, and that's the experience that you're getting. And honestly, good for you. But to say anybody that has anything to complain about in tattooing, you need to quit tattooing and get out. Try working 10 years at a shop where the owner forced you to scrub the labels off all of your ink bottles before you could throw them away so that competitors couldn't steal your trade secrets by going through the dumpsters. Because when he came up, that was legitimately a thing, so he continued that and made us do it. Or a shop where you were made to sign a non-compete contract, which nobody really does that anymore. But yeah, you were made to sign one every year. It said, if you ever tried to leave, one of the few other shops that existed in the area, and all those shops were either A, full, or B, just scratchers. So if you got fired from the shop that you were at, it would mean you would need to move to an entirely different area just to continue tattooing to even have a career. Try working 10 years at a shop where the boss said that you weren't allowed to do guest spots or conventions unless it was over, like, 7,500 miles away. And of course, they expected you to use your own money for lodging and all that stuff and food and fees to enter the conventions or to pay for supplies and anything that you would need to use, any expenses that you had. But they still expected you to pay them 50% of everything that you made before those expenses. And they expected you to advertise for the shop and not for yourself. Try working for a shop that actively discourages anyone from developing any sort of personal style pursuing any sort of artistic endeavors, because people don't want you. They just want a tattooer to do what they want. So shut up and take their money. Try working in a shop where you're actively discouraged from talking to any other tattooers or piercers from any other shops, because they were the enemy. Can't tell you how many friends I no longer have because I was just never able to see them. I was always at the shop or doing shop things. How many relationships I've lost over tattooing. How many tattooers that I could have met over the years that I'm sure would have been awesome people, but we were discouraged from talking to anyone else because it was that old school bikery mentality. They're your enemy in your territory. You can't associate with them. They're just out to get you. They're gonna steal from you and take your customers. And getting too friendly with other shops, if those shops were willing to get friendly with you, was seen as like defecting and could make trouble or just straight up get you fired. I mean, if you have gripes with older tattooers complaining about back pain and hand pain and nerve damage and being tired and their bodies breaking, it's probably because you get that new experience. You don't have to do that anymore. Your shop probably isn't run that way for good reason. Because a lot of us, and I'm not saying I'm super old, I've been tattooing super long, but I've gotten to that point where I've gotten some time in, got some context, and I understand that there are both pros and cons. Like there are for all things. But think about it, 10 years of days where you've been up since 10 a.m., actively tattooing since noon, you've been hunched over in a dozen various stress positions over and over and over again for the last 9 hours. Because everybody needs that rib cage full of cursive Bible verses on their ribs right now, because they're just gonna, I don't know, travel to the moon tomorrow and will never have a chance to get it again. So they need it right now today. And they need it for $60 before your 50% cut. You might not do any tattoos for the rest of that week. So you have to do it now. And you realize you haven't eaten anything all day since you woke up. You haven't pissed. There's still 6 people waiting in the lobby to get their tattoos. None of them will hold still for their tattoo to take a reasonable amount of time, so all of them are taking 3 times longer than they should. And all you want is just to be able to eat something and have bodily functions like a human being, like a real boy. But you know that if you do that right now, it's gonna take that much longer. And all you want to do is go home and sleep. But you look out in that lobby, you see those 6 more people after the 9 hours that you've been tattooing. You realize it's going to take you another 4 hours, knowing that you're going to get home at like 2 a.m. And I mean, at that point, the only thing that you can find the strength and give a shit to eat is, I guess now is equivalent of about $40 worth of Taco Bell. But again, you're starving. You know it's going to wreck your guts again. You know you're going to have to be back up there at 12 noon to do it again. Or maybe you just make no money. You make $0 for the next 4 days. But it doesn't matter because you're going to be there at least 9 hours at a time, 4 more days at least this week. But of course, you have to show up early because you have to be the first in rotation if somebody does come in. Because at this shop back in the day, setting appointments is seen as bougie. Who do you think you are setting appointments like some kind of rock star? That's the kind of shit you get told. And if you bucked against that, you're going to get fired. So at the time, if you wanted to keep tattooing, the only image you have in your head is of doing this every single day for the rest of your life until your retirement plan, which honestly for most tattooers has traditionally just been die and hopefully die before you reach your expiration date and your tattoos suck too bad because your body's too broken from doing it for so long. I mean, hell, I'm only in my 30s and I limp some days because my back is so messed up. I had to switch to rotary tattoo machines because I was getting nerve damage in my hands. I mean, hell, one of the best things my mentor ever did was tell me on the first day, the very first day of my apprenticeship, that if I wanted to tattoo, I would have bad hands, bad eyes, and a bad back within 10 to 20 years, probably sooner rather than later. And at the time, of course, I was a cocky little shit and thought, oh yeah, I know what that's going to be like. That's okay. It can't be that bad. And then it started to happen and you change your mind a little bit. But I was lucky in that my mentor said something. He prepared me for that because it had started to happen to him and he had seen it happen to the people before him. And in my opinion, sending someone into tattooing without that preparedness, without that expectation is irresponsible. But even with all that, it's undoubtedly the best job that I've ever had. But we can still recognize that there are parts of it that aren't good, that haven't been good at all. I mean, this is just, it's the tip of the iceberg. But I mean, I still had it easier than the tattooers before me. They had it easier than the tattooers before them. It's a good idea, no matter who you are, to just keep in mind that the generation of tattooers before you probably, and it probably even varies from location to location, but they probably had a wildly, wildly different experience than you. A lot of them, honestly, are probably severely fucking burnt out due to the era of tattooing and the culture at the time that they came up in tattooing, through no fault of their own, by the way. And they just still haven't recovered from it yet. And younger tattooers, if you haven't had to go through any of this bullshit, you may want to think about thanking your mentor a whole lot and showing your gratitude for you not having to do that. Tattooing has changed, and I am really glad that you get to benefit from it. But everybody else that's been in it for a while, give them some grace, man. You don't know if that's going to be you one day.